This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
We're excited to welcome to the show 2024 National High School Hall of Fame inductee, Ted Ginn Jr. You guys all know him as Ohio State legend and NFL veteran. Ted, it's awesome to have you on the show. This is like a dream come true for
you. Yes. Thank you.
So I just wanted to kick off the show, kick off the talks. How important is it to continue to grow the game of football at these younger levels, especially at the high school level, as we're at a National High School Hall of Fame induction?
Well, I think growing the level of IQs, it kind of starts at the age of like 8, 9, 10 years old. Right now, getting to the high school level is almost like being in college. You know, you almost got to come in ready, especially with the new way of the world is going with the NILs, and all the kids are getting things in the Little League area that's making the high school almost be like college, where college is almost like pros now.
Yeah.
So you have to scale back from when I was coming up where, you know, you was kind of still learning in high school. Where now you got to kind of learn from almost 10 years old to 14. Because at 14, you're coming into a whole other deal with the way they have this thing set up now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the way the game is going these days. It's kind of the college game now. I mean, like you said, it's basically like the pros.
Yeah.
And now, like, news is coming out that colleges can actually pay players, not just NIL. So the way the game has changed so much, just even it seems like you were just in college yesterday, you know, and how much it's changed.
Yeah, it just shows you that this hasn't changed, really.
Mm-hmm.
It just got where it's
mainstream.
It's easier now. You know, we got in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coaches got fired for it, where now it's like we're looking out for the universities. We're looking out for the coaches. We're looking out for the players. But when we was doing it, we was looking out. We was getting looked at wrong for taking a handshake or asking for somebody to pay us because our family is struggling. But now it's just like, oh, this is the new way of life. And you know, it's for everybody, but it's for certain. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just happy that we're able to get a little bit out of the deal than to get nothing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I was a huge proponent of figuring out a way to get people paid. You know, the university should be making billions.
Correct.
While you guys are looking for a free lunch at the commissary or whatever it is. That, you know,
and then you got
the marketplace.
Then you got compliance that come in like the FBI and take every good connection that you have away from you.
Yeah.
But then how do I rejuvenate how do I be better on Saturday with only limited things that you're only going to give me throughout the week?
Oh, 100%.
Like, it's tough.
So obviously you had a great high school career. This is the High School Hall of Fame induction. What is your favorite or your best memory from a high school game?
I think I was playing Perry.
Okay.
Ashlyn Perry.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah, right up the street. Yeah.
There was a wing tee type team at the time where I think everybody was under 5'8".
Yeah.
I'm talking about quarterback, fullback. But I was playing quarterback. It was my senior year. And I had a run there where I reverse field, knocked off some tackles, got a little assist from a tackle and got into the end zone. So I just think my senior year, I had a lot of different highlights because I was kind of like by myself. I wouldn't really say like I had a team, but as far as all the other years, I had a Pierre Woods, I had a Dante Whitner, I had a Darius Hiley. It was my time to shine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually wanted to talk a little bit more about high school. You had an extremely impressive defensive career in high school. You were USA Today's Defensive Player of the Year. So were you better on offense or defense? And Ohio State recruited you at DB, I believe, correct? Then how did you make that transition to wide receiver then? Like, it seemed like so seamlessly.
Well, you know, I kind of went down there as a gamble.
Okay.
As a Chris Gamble.
You know what I'm saying?
So when I went in, I was kind of like already under that tutelage of how they was doing with Gamble. Only thing about it, I was very small, and I couldn't hit like Gamble. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I would say I was probably more, I ain't gonna say talented, but I was more ready on offense my freshman year. Me going down there, I ain't gonna lie, I had Matt Johnson. He was like the fourth string running back at the time. And we did hoot and holler. And he ran me over three times. And that made it clear, like, okay, we know he can cover. We know he fast. But in this Big Ten, do he really help us? Mm-hmm. Because the years before that, when you play Wisconsin, you play Minnesota, you play Penn State, and they seen seven at corner, they sent linemen at him to wear him down on offense. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So with me not having the body structure that you would want to have as a corner, then you had Ashton Yabody, E.J. Underwood, Dustin Fox, Tyler Everett, Dante Winter, Nate Sally. Like, you had so many guys that was good. No matter how you wanted to put it, they was good at their position as far as size, body, and IQ. So on the offensive side, you only had Santonio and Brandon Childress. Like, that was, like, really your guys. Roy Hall was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Jordan was coming up. You know, they was still trying to figure these guys out. And it was just like, hey, you're the number one guy really on defense, not so much on offense, but you're the number one player in the country. We had just lost a guy, Darius Hiley, from my high school through the red shirt deal.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, I can't red shirt you at all.
Okay.
And then it's like a slap in your face because you're a blue chip. You all this stuff for you not to be playing. It's like, what are we doing?
Right.
So they gave me 10 plays on offense before the first game of the season. And that's all I knew.
Wow. Okay. It's like the Ted Ginn Jr. package.
Yeah. It kind of went 3 years after that because you come out with the bubble. I'm the first guy to create the bubble.
No.
I don't. Tell me somebody else.
No.
Gear formation.
Mm-hmm.
That was the bubble. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I created the bubble. And then everything was a package because every year it was like, okay, we might go try you back on defense.
Okay.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Until my last year where we had Michael Jenkins and all these guys that was really coming in. That's when I, excuse me, really started seeing the game change as individualized. Like, you got real corners coming in. They can play as freshmen, just like you got real receivers that can come in. You didn't have the guy that's in between.
Right.
Yep. Offense or defense. Like, you had guys that really play certain positions, and it just show you what's going on now.
That's super interesting because I guarantee you no Buckeyes fans knew they kept teasing you with cornerback throughout your career. Me growing up, I was like, he's just
throw
wide
him,
receiver.
Throw him the ball.
Yeah, get him the rock.
It was
the rock.
Me, actually, because I was a corner at heart.
Okay. Yeah.
So I understood, okay, play. But the next year, I want to go to corner.
Yeah.
You got to realize at that time, I'm thinking about all the Deion Sanders, Charles Wilson.
Yep. Like,
these fast guys return punts, return kickoffs. All I got to do is cover. I really ain't got to hit you.
Mm, yeah.
Then have to go on the other side and worry about this guy coming downhill, Dante Winter hitting you, and Nate Sally, and all these guys get free licks on you.
That's way harder. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Let's all take a minute to wish happy birthday to the United States of America. And there's no better way to celebrate America's birthday than with the best meats available for your backyard cookouts this 4th of July season. Right now, you can save 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. So break out the grills and get ready for the 4th of July celebrations with Omaha Steaks. Get the burgers, the chicken, the jumbo franks, the brats. Of course, get the steaks. Those things are incredible. They've got appetizers, meatballs, wings. They've got desserts. They've even got wine. They've got everything you guys need to celebrate America's birthday with your friends and your family. Go to omahasteaks.com/dogs and use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out, and you'll get an extra $30 off your order. So set off the fireworks in everybody's mouth with Omaha Steaks this 4th of July. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs. Get 50% off site-wide during the 4th of July sale, and make sure you guys punch in that promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out to get an extra $30 off your order. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So we're a Browns podcast, so I wanted to ask you, kind of tied into the Browns a little bit. You were in Carolina when Ken Dorsey was there. What can you tell us about Ken Dorsey and what he brings to an offense? Like, what can we expect to see? Is he a fiery guy? What can we expect out of Ken Dorsey?
One thing about Ken Dorsey that I can say is he's going to harp on what he knows work.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And put a system around his players that he has in the building. If you go look at the 2015 team at Carolina, we give you an idea of who Ken is. Mm-hmm. When you go and you take certain superstars that they felt were superstars away, and you use the guys that you just have, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We went to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we didn't throw nothing but outs.
I actually wanted to talk about that. So you played with the Heisman Trophy winner in college and Troy Smith, played with the MVP Cam Newton in Carolina. You're the common denominator, right?
Yeah, like, always.
They should have bought you lunch, right? Like,
I've been an X Factor my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm just being real. I ran the South for 6 years on two different teams. Every team that I went to in the league, we changed the dynamics of that team. Every year in college, we changed that dynamic of that team. I just always been the big play X Factor guy, and I always took that role.
Oh.
No matter where I was at.
And how much of that came from what you learned in high school?
Everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything come from me being able to sit in the field and see guys play multiple positions that really doesn't have a position.
Uh-huh. Being versatile.
And that's what football is all about.
Yeah.
And then what we do now is we say, oh, he only is this or he only is that. And then when that don't happen, then here come mental illness. Here come the people in the news. We spend extra money. Mm-hmm. Get in trouble with women. Different things like that, because we didn't took the natural ability of talking on a mic and typing and just saying you can only type and don't talk.
Yeah.
You're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think with Ken and the type of guys that you have a solid run game with Chubb.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You bring somebody else in there with him. You know, I don't know if Kareem back.
They brought Deontay Foreman.
Yeah. So you bring another guy in. If you go look and see what he created in the run game in 2015, and then you have this got Coop and
Jerry Jeudy.
So you got your slow and fast.
Yeah.
if you really want to say it like that, sure. You know what I'm saying? Not taking away from nobody. Mm-hmm.
No, but they're good at what they do.
They're good at what they do. I stop real good, and I bypass you real good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The tight end is there.
Yeah, and Njoku.
He that's Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just see that as much as you think that I'm saying basic, it's really like the shit.
He maximizes his guys.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like okay. And what they can do.
Yep.
And if you go in there with Winston, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got Winston, you got Watts.
Yep.
You got everybody that almost emulates a 2015 Carolina Panthers.
Yep. You're right. Yeah, that's a good point, and hopefully we get to the Super Bowl.
me too, because I'm wishing for that too. Help my city.
We appreciate that. Yeah. So one last thing before we get you out of here so you can go join the party. If you had to give a kid in high school right now who's trying to make it to the next level, what's one piece of advice you would give them?
Stay a kid.
Mm. Yeah.
The thing that's going on right now is we're trying to move faster than what our bodies allow. Right now, I have my young daughter that's running track. It's only like her third year. This year, I say, hey, I'm not going to chase AAU. I'm not going to chase all the things that these telephones and TVs and everything is showing her. Somewhere down the line, you have to put in some type of work and relax.
Yeah.
There's no way that... Sometimes you got certain kids that's just above average, you know, or above what taking workouts or being on time or just, I'm going to do this every day to be great.
Yeah.
So you have certain kids like that, that you have to take that away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have certain kids that don't have that, that you have to instill in them. So you have to figure out which goes good with that kid. Because we all individuals.
Yep.
And I would tell all individuals that be a kid, enjoy your family, because once you leave from out of here, you don't have nobody to piggyback on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we all don't chase the money. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
A lot of these kids are chasing money, going to certain spots for money, and then have to get into the portal and different things like that. I believe if you get in the portal, you're not worthy. Yeah. I hate to say it like that, but look how many guys I set behind. Look how my future changed every year, and I still made it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you got people that's changing their future every year and never make it.
That's a great point. Yep. Well, awesome. Ted, we appreciate you sitting down with us, taking time. Again, like, dream come true for me.
Yeah,
for sure. Watching you play, this has been surreal. So thank you for taking the time to sit down with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. And congratulations. Yes.
Congratulations. Yep.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.